A son suggested, after the two young women who had purchased my pop-up camper had driven away, that I ought to recall a few trips. And he has a point. My brother and I had once, during a summer vacation, taken a single old motorcycle, plus a pup tent we had to share, on a camping trip to expand our horizons. Because of some torrential rains, we twice gave up on the little tent to sleep in cobwebbed barns by permission of kindly farmers, but more than a generation later, I purchased a pop-up. The $5,800 brand-new towable camper was the height of luxury. Small, schlepped by my Subaru Forester, I enjoyed many of New England's campsites. Instead of tent poles, it was a matter of quite heavy winding, plus struggling a door from the camper's ceiling, after which I would then be inside a minuscule living area with two double beds, one at each expanded end, and a gas refrigerator with two-ring gas cooker. There was also a small sink with water that could be hand-pumped from a 3-gallon plastic container. The pop-up even had a gas furnace for cold October nights, again run from its standard refillable propane tank. In the Adirondacks, I enjoyed quiet Eaton Lake, a favorite near Long Lake, Fish Creek, Ticonderoga and its paper mill odors when the wind was from the wrong direction, and further afield, Acadia National Park in Maine. How lovely that was, with its hills, views of the sea, and that particular year, some glorious post-Labor Day weather. Outside Middlebury, Vermont, I recall a delightful camping ground by a lake with only about a dozen sites, mostly unoccupied. Having forgotten bathing suits, I remember we waded, after dark, far into the lake and swam under the stars. Up near Amsterdam was a major New York State campground with hundreds of sites. It was also a good halfway meeting point, convenient for me and my brother, who drove down from near Toronto in his Westphalia. That VW Westphalia camper was a classic. They can still be seen on the roads today, with an openable roof and a double bed at the back. I can still picture it beneath the trees beside his campfire, looking Lilliputian between bus-sized motorhomes with humming generators. I had only owned my pop-up for a couple of years before the mud wasps found it. Partial to propane, the pests managed to clog up a crucial part of the external mechanism for the refrigerator. And I never forget the actual owner of the mega RV store where I had originally bought my camper, knowing exactly how to probe the gas connections and fixing it himself, all the while smoking a managing director-appropriate cigar. Finally, although I've now sold my camper, I can still enjoy its picture on my refrigerator today, that familiar heavy table where I did my writing and reading, pretty curtains around the zippered windows, and reasonably comfortable foam benches. But this time the photograph has a couple of unknown dogs on one of my double beds, looking eagerly at the camera, because those considerate young women who drove off with it emailed me some really nice images. I hope the pop-up yields for them similar pleasures as it heads into its new life.